Now it's time for 300 Villages. This week, we're headed to the native village of Klutika in Copper Center, Alaska.
It's Mark Johns, IGAP coordinator in Klutika. The village is, it's actually the old village is across the river. It was named Sledika, which means where the rivers meet, and then they moved it over this side. I think it's very traditional. Hunting, fishing, songs and dance, and potlatches, and language classes. It's mostly working for the native corporations or Alyeska pipeline. It can be difficult with the oil prices and, you know, just that, and then the food for, or the price for food. It's not that bad though. We're not isolated though. There's a lot of people here, so everybody helps each other out. We could be getting a new road just next summer. It's a big deal. We've had dirt roads all the time. We've never had a paved road or anything like that. We do have a gymnasium that we're working on, and it started back about 16 years ago, and then the funding kind of fell through, and they're actually just now getting that started again, so we should be getting a brand new gym soon, like within a few years, I'm thinking. It's going to have a learning center, office space, and showers, and laundromat, so that's going to be pretty cool. We have the largest community hall in the region. It's the Klutika Memorial Hall. That's where we hold all of our events, and then we have our potlatches and stuff there. Oh yeah, and we have a new church too. It's been up for about 2 years now. We've got all kinds of churches around here though. There's churches for all religions, just about.
Mark Johns lives in Klutika. 300 Villages is AK's attempt to put every community in Alaska on the radio. If you want to hear your community featured, send an email to news@alaskapublic.org. Thanks for listening to AK this week. We had help from Kayla DeRoche, Ashley Schneider, Annie Feit, and Dave Waldron. Tune in next week for more unique stories from around the state. I'm Ann Hillman.